Penn had deep respect for the work of others. At the end of every day in the studio, he would thank each person for his or her contribution. His connection with Japanese fashion designer Issey Miyake expressed the same professional regard. Their relationship became a special source of inspiration for Penn and resulted in images like this one. Here, Penn envisions Miyake's designs as a warrior's armor and places the models in dueling postures. Tom Penn remembers,
Miyake would send the clothes around the world, and my father would be so excited on the day that they would arrive, and he couldn't wait to have the assistants pull the clothing out of the containers to see what was going on in Miyake's brain, as he would put it. And he would reinterpret the clothes as he saw them, in some cases inside out or backwards, and then he would send the film around the world to Miyake, who was waiting on the other side of the planet and equally excited to open the box and see what Penn's brain had sent.
Their remarkable 13-year collaboration showed the profound trust each had in the other's work. Miyake never once visited the studio to watch Penn work.
Miyake remained in Japan, and he would say, let Penn do what Penn does. And Penn would say, let Miyake do what Miyake does. And then they would get together on a different occasion and be very tender with one another and have a lot to say to each other. But not so much about work, more about philosophy and other art. And that was their relationship. The mutual respect was really something.
This was one of Penn's last efforts in platinum printing, although he continued to experiment with other methods until close to the end of his life.
Penn was making this work for himself and for the ages. It's not something that's going to disappear because the stateliness, the quality of attention, and the result of his exquisite attention give these works a kind of classicism that will last.
Penn was a true master who knew what he wanted from art, who used a camera and a lens, some photographic materials to transform his world into a better and more interesting and more beautiful place.